Hey yo, what's going on? Happy New Year's. Even though this isn't the real New Year, the real New Year's begins in March because that's when the trees change, that's when everything starts to change. And this is something I just learned. But Happy New Year's if we're going by the Roman calendar. But listen. I am so filled with joy today. Like, I feel so good because I feel me getting closer to leaving New York. And I've been taking steps. Some of the steps I've taken weren't the right steps, you know, because some of them were still steps that I were taking because of fear and survival. But now I'm taking steps that's going to aid in my freedom. I'm not caring what money I'm going to be having or how I'm going to set things up. I'm just going to go. And I'm going to trust the universe to provide and to bring me everything that I need. Love is here. Love is fucking here, man, and we have nothing to fear. For so long, we've been lied to and manipulated. And it's time. We all have a choice. I was reading Triumph today, and that book is amazing. That is written by Shauna Starr. She rewrote Revelations. And just that right there, the message, I ain't even get into it. Now it's about to start really talking about Revelation. I just got into the first beginning. Yo, this is mind blowing. This is amazing. I'm not here to be lukewarm. No wonder why my sister's always telling me to be big. And I'm going to be big. I have to be big. You know what I'm saying? I was born to be big. I know what the power of love is. I know the truth. So why am I being lukewarm and, you know, holding back and trying to be around people who don't get it? You were put in this family that you are born into to break these generational curses, to break these universal curses. And I'm here to do that. I feel amazing today. Today is day number 7 for me on my 7-day fast. And I feel amazing, man. I'm here, man. I'm here to transform all the old and make it new. For so long, we've been living a lie. Religion has lied to us. There is nothing outside of you. I mean, there is nothing outside of you. Everything is you. Every person you judge is you. Everything you see is you. Every flower you see is you. Every animal you come across is you. There is nothing outside of you. Once you understand that, you can love and accept yourself and stop judging everyone. Like, you see people who smile all the time, and like, there's so many people out here who are faking like they're happy, and they're faking like they're into enlightenment. But they're still doing all this stuff from ego. We are powerful. So people do have that ability to do enlightening and magic and stuff. We have that ability. But it's the foundation. That's the biggest thing. Which foundation are you coming from? Most people in the spirituality community, they still coming from a place of fear and ego. Wanting followers. Like, oh, that Triumph book got me on the edge. I feel like I got a couple of more months in New York and I'm done. My case should be done soon. Like, I'm not trying to hold on long, trying to get the most money. I don't care about the money. I just want to get out and get in. But I am going to get what I deserve, though. You know, even though you can't put your worth in a piece of paper, but I feel like, you know, I'm not going to let them lowball me, though. You know, I ain't got to get the max that I can get because I don't want it to to go another 2-3 years. I want this done thing to be done in the next 2-3 months. So I'm just happy. Everything is moving along. Found out a lot of information, especially about the right to travel. That is our God-given right, unalienable right to travel in our personal goods from point A to point B without insurance, without a license, without registration, without none of that. It is your right to travel. To pursue happiness is your right. That is your God-given right, and no one can take that from you. Traveling is not a privilege. Driving is, though. Whenever you make commercial use, that is a privilege. I have learned so much about this system, this corrupt system, and I learned how to fight in there and do it the right way. But now that I'm coming to this point after reading Triumph, none of that shit matters to me because all that shit is going to crash. Why am I trying to build up to the point where I know I can get this money, I can get this taken off? I don't give a fuck about a credit score. Before, what is it, 1983 or 1980 something, the credit score wasn't even, people were living. I don't give a fuck about a credit score. I am here to rise. I am here to spread love. I love you guys. No matter where you are in this world, I love you. I'm going to be traveling the world soon, and I don't know where I'm going to be going, but I'm going to try to listen to my intuition on it. And hopefully I'll run into some of you guys who may see me and might hear my voice and may say, hey, I know you. And you open your doors up for me. But if that doesn't happen, oh, well, I'm here to be an example to people. And my walk is different from Shauna's, but I'm here to aid Shauna because she is the vessel who was chosen to come back, because she already been here. She came back to finish what she didn't start. She came back to finish what she started. Excuse me. So I just want to be a big part of helping humanity. Like, that gives me life. Like, I love my family. I love my children. But I cannot worry about them. They have their own life to live. And that's what we get caught up at. We worry about our children so much that it messes us up in the head. Because we sacrifice ourselves so much in making sure that they're good. And that's not what we come here for. We have brought them here to experience love in the physical. And my children may not never understand, but they're going to see me being an example of what love looks like and what freedom looks like. I'm telling you, I feel so fucking good. I'm right by the track jumping up. Mind you, I haven't had anything but outside of water-based stuff in my body. All water-based stuff. And they say you can't live without this. They said after 7 days of not eating, you're supposed to die. That's bullshit. That is to keep you in fear. I done went way more days than this without eating. I'm telling you, man, you gotta break free of this fearfulness. Stop trying to follow society normals, man. I'm telling you. You can't worry about what people gonna say about you, because they're gonna talk about you regardless, no matter what you do. Just do things that make your soul smile, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. I know I haven't been on here in a while, but, you know, I always think about you guys. And I hope everyone that listens to my podcast and hears my voice, they're doing amazing. Keep rising in yourself. Don't allow the lower entities to pull you back. Don't allow fear to pull you back. Keep pushing forward. You're almost there. All the people that look like they're doing so good in society and everybody happy, that shit is going to crumble. And you're going to be a witness to see everything fall right before your eyes. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I love you guys. I really do. And I hope to meet some of you guys one day. If you know, if you ever want to hit me up, man, I got Instagram. I got Facebook. My Facebook is Mike Love. My Instagram is Mike Love with two E's at the end, underscore, underscore, underscore. And you'll see me with a big old smile. Reach out to me. Tell me that you listen to my podcast. Tell me that, you know what I'm saying? So you can see me. So you can see who I am. You know, you can see my soul resonate through my pictures. Like, at one point, you know, fear, it comes and it goes. But I always overpower because I know love is the answer. So I look forward to meeting some of you guys. I love you guys. Keep pushing forward and keep rising.